On this episode of Watch Time, we'll be talking about a topic that gets a lot of pushback, buyer's personas, and why you need them, right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time, everybody. So today's episode is going to be about personas. And I feel like this is such an important topic because we hear it all the time from just customers, and I know marketing customers that we work with hear it from even their higher-ups. People do not want to use personas because, first off, either they don't know what it is or they're worried that it's going to isolate customers and then leave money on the table. And in this episode, we're really going to talk about why that is not the case.
Yeah, let's talk about those hesitations a little bit more first. You know, because in general, it sounds like a good idea. You know, you want to know what your ideal target customer looks like, you know, how they think, what their intentions are, their goals are, because you're trying to align that with your product. It sounds like a great idea. Yes, we should know who we're talking to. But we do get a lot of resistance, and I think there's a lot of confusion around it, too. So maybe we should kind of touch on some of the hesitations we hear.
Yeah, I think one of the key hesitations, the main hesitation in my opinion, is really just being afraid that you're not going to get all the customers that you can get, that you're leaving money on the table. Because if you're talking to one specific person, other people are going to be like, well, this isn't for me.
There's this idea that you're ignoring everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've seen the hesitation. I know like a lot of the questions we ask clients when we first bring them on and we're trying to figure out the video is, okay, who are we talking to? And if they don't know, then we always start to like, okay, well, like, you know, what types of people buy this product? Like who's your key customer that's buying this? Like, what do they do for a living? Where do they live? What's their average age? Like, are they a man or a woman? Or what,
you know, their income?
All these things. And like, I feel like we get a lot of resistance.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing we get a lot is that we market to everyone. Everyone is our customer.
Oh, yeah. If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me everyone is our customer, yeah, I could just retire now.
Yeah. So people, you know, that's a common thing we get when you know, we're talking about maybe focusing on you know, one specific person. But there is, I think, while trying to avoid risk, there is inherent risk in the fact that you're casting a really wide net, and you know, maybe you are getting some people out of that are, you know, buying from you, but maybe you're also missing the opportunity to really hone in on you know, who could really be great customers, like, you know, maybe spend more money, and maybe the quantity isn't so important as the quality of who you're actually trying to reach.
Yeah, I think that's 100% accurate. I think one thing to think about, and I feel like this is the thing that I wish we could just start by telling all of our clients and anybody that's watching this, if you're on a marketing team and you're getting pushback like this, if you're another video production person, if you're anybody who does anything in the marketing content space and you get pushback, the first thing I think you can really do to avoid this is when you're talking to your boss or your customer is ask them, what are the pain points that you solve? And they're going to, and many products and services probably have a list of pain points. I can think of the pain points that we solve are definitely a list, and it's just, and we're selling video. We're not selling, I mean, it's a complex product, but we're not selling, you know, like, you know, multiple products. We're really selling multiple types of video. But I think the key to this is because what happens is after you list out what those pain points are, then you go back to that customer or your boss and say, okay, so does everybody have those pain points, or are there like certain people that have them? And I'm like, you know, and they'll probably go, well, no, not everybody has these pain points. Like, somebody may only have pain point A and maybe C, but then maybe somebody only has pain point B. And so I think that's a great first place to start, because then you go, well, then if not everybody has all these pain points, then we're not trying to talk to everybody in this particular piece of content.
Yeah, I like that. That's a really eye-opening exercise, I think, for people to do.
You're really going the reverse end of that. And I think that's one of the key things about personas that people don't really think about is, like, when you make that messaging for everybody, you're not, the content doesn't turn into, as Todd Hartley always says with Video Marketing Mastery, a dog whistle that like people go, well, wait a second, that's for me. Mm-hmm. Because now they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, that, I don't have that. And then they tune it out.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and maybe that pain point that you were going to talk about or that person that you're trying to target, maybe they're later down in the list and now they've already scrolled past it. And now that awareness is gone and now they're onto your competitor's product who actually is using a persona and they go, oh, that's me. They're talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that really, when we were preparing for this episode, you know, we talked about how messaging to everyone is actually messaging to no one because you're mm-hmm. really lacking the clarity in your message that you could be providing if you were honing in a little bit more tightly.
The clarity always makes me think of Donald Miller. If you confuse, you lose. Building a story brand, and it's 100% accurate. People that do not understand the messaging, they tune it out. You only have so many calories that you can burn a day, mental calories. And yeah. then when you get to that area where you're like, I don't know who this is for, you're like, on to the next. And then you lose business to somebody who does know how to do that. So it's kind of like the real question should be to your customer or your bosses is, when you don't want to use personas, because well, we don't want to isolate anybody because we sell to everybody, be like, that's fine. Well, our customers are probably using them, so we'll just lose out to them.
Yeah, that's a great point. So in terms of maybe getting your bosses on board mm-hmm. or trying to implement, you know, a persona exercise in your business, mm-hmm. What are some places that people can start? I really like the idea of starting with pain points because mm-hmm. I think, you know, those can't be argued with, you know, those are kind of pretty straightforward. And then thinking of the people who have those pain points, but how else can maybe people start incorporating personas into their marketing?
I think that the best thing you could do first, and this is like what I've recommended in any of our videos we've talked about this, is look at who you are currently serving because your personas are probably in there. Not probably, they are in there. When I say probably, what I mean is you may have customers that you don't currently serve that you want to serve, and those would be other personas that you have to do research on, additional research to figure out who they are. But if you look at your current customer base and say, okay, well, what's normal about all the people we serve? Like,
what do they have in common? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. The average age, like what are their pain points? What's their income level? What do they do? Where do they live? All those things are important because then you can develop a persona around those things. And I guess the rule of thumb, the way that I was kind of taught through Ben Amos's video blueprint was that you really don't want to have more than 3 or 4 personas that you're going to be targeting. So like really as a company, just try and identify 3 or 4. And from there, you're going to direct messaging to those people. And I know what the pushback is going to be because I've seen it and I've heard it. But Bill, we sell 5 different products and there are 3 personas for every product. Okay, that may be the case, but just start off with 3. So look at your business as a whole. Don't look at the product necessarily yet. And just figure out who those 3 that you could start messaging are. And the reason I say that is because if you take the time to go and do 3 for each product and you have 5 products, you're talking about 15 personas, you'll just quit in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be like, this is too much. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. So just start with 3 or pick 1 product line and just start by coming up with who are the 2 to 3 people that are on that product line.
Yeah, I mean, something is better than kind of blindly going into it. At least you're being a little bit more strategic if you're trying to hone in on a few. And then as you continue to go along, you get more and more refined with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing is it's right now, if you're not using them at all, your messaging is very broad. And if you can just kind of even test it, like if there's some skepticism, because there probably will be, just test it like that and then kind of open it up from there.
Any other tips you want to leave our audience with about developing personas before we sign off?
I mean, I would say really like look at, you know, when you come to pain points, right? Look at the pain points you have. Do you have products that, like, do you have customers that those pain points serve? And if not, and you're like, well, you know, pain points 1 through 5, okay? So pain points 2 through 5 are our current customers, but pain point 1 hasn't been addressed. So there's an opportunity to develop a persona around that. And this is where, in both of these, this is where you get to kind of do some, like, a little bit of research and then also, like, create that fictitious character. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe you don't know a lot about that person that has that pain point, but start to think, like, well, where would that person hang out? Where would that person live? About how old is that person? Like, and develop that persona. And then once you have them, you know, whether it be that one or the ones that you have internally, start to develop your messaging around them. And when you talk to the camera, I always like to say, imagine your ideal customer or imagine that persona and you're having that conversation with them. If you're watching this right now and you're like, man, Bill is talking directly to me, you're probably my target customer or my persona. And that's why. It might not be you specifically, but you fall within line with that. And if you're, and even if you're not and you're like hearing this, it's because it's targeted to you. So that's one good thing to think about.
Exactly. I mean, once you get in that headspace, I think people will really be surprised how much that really like helps you resonate with the customer's pain points and needs and how that's really going to change your messaging and your overall marketing when you really start to talk more strategically.
Well, if you try to be something for everyone, then you're something for no one. Mm-hmm. And I mean, a great example of this, and this is a great way to look at it. High performance vehicles. I know we've talked about this before. I am not the person that's going to buy a high performance vehicle. I don't have the money to buy one, nor am I a car guy. So I'm not really like someone who's going to invest in that. I'm just happy with my car that gets me from point A to point B that's well cared for. So that being said, if you produce messaging to everybody and you're sending it out to me, there is nothing in that messaging that's going to get me to go, gee, you know what? I think I'm going to buy one of these. I'm just not. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about who you're trying to target and you focus on those personas, then that messaging won't even make it to me. Yeah. It won't be, it's not for me, it's not going to me. And now you're redirecting that messaging to people that it is for, whereas before if it was wide open, maybe it's going to me and you're missing the guy or woman that would actually buy that car.
Yeah. Yeah, so think about that. You know, maybe any hesitations about wasting marketing dollars or missing mm-hmm. people, start thinking about it, you know, where maybe you're actually missing out on opportunities because you are casting that wide net.
And I would say if anybody's interested in learning a little bit more about personas outside of this episode, episode number 50, where we got to sit down with Allison Halko, we talked a little bit about it, and it's a great resource, so go check that out. I think I mentioned in that episode, HubSpot has a persona builder. It's free. It's well worth going to give that a shot. It'll kind of guide you through what you need to look at, and it'll actually build personas for you and give them little pictures and names and things like that, so you can start there and kind of branch out from that point.
Yeah, that's a great place to start if you're like, what the heck are personas? And I have no idea what this episode is talking about. Go back there and then rewatch.
Yes. So, well, thanks. You know, so much, Kathy, for having this conversation with me.
It's an important one. It's something that we'll probably talk about again because it's that essential.
Without a doubt. So.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.